spiritual immaturity. When I was younger, my view of salvation played a significant role in how I viewed relationships in general. In my early walk with Christ, I was taught to regard salvation as works-based, that my words, actions, attitudes, or lack thereof would determine whether I was truly saved. I didn't fully comprehend the depth or certainty of God's love for me and the implications of true salvation by faith through grace alone. And because I was ignorant of this beautiful truth for so many years, my concept of love in general was as unstable as my life was. I'm embarrassed to say that I hopped in and out of several relationships. Whenever things went sour and I wasn't feeling that person anymore, I just walked away. I rarely put up a fight, and if I did, it was out of mere retaliation. When I was overwhelmed by outside pressures, I had allowed the enemy, my flesh, and the world to influence me to believe I wasn't truly saved or captured by God's grace. This meant I would put absolutely no effort into walking upright. I was extremely carnal, emotionally, and spiritually bent out of shape. My guard was down, and as the book of Ephesians describes, I was as those who lacked faith, quote, tossed to and fro by the waves, end quote, of uncertainty, 4 verses 14. DA and I fought so much before we were married, like cats and dogs is an understatement. Let's just say if we had our own reality TV show back then, our ratings would be chart-topping. Our lives were drama-filled and unpredictable. One minute, we'd be passionately worshiping the Lord at church, and the next, we'd be breaking up in a Denny's parking lot late at night. Because our spiritual journey had a lot of similarities, we were truly like the blind leading the blind. We valued dating more than discipleship. We allowed our flesh to govern us more than the Holy Spirit. We put more effort into practicing our kissing techniques than our own spiritual disciplines. We studied each other more than we studied God's word. And we would eloquently draft the most creative love letters to each other while never consistently cracking open God's love letter to us. I did not fully understand the unconditional love of God and always felt the need to work for it. Consequently, I didn't understand the genuine love DA had for me and felt the need to work for it too. I didn't realize that unconditional love meant no strings attached, no prerequisites, no hoops to jump through, no extra credit points needed. Our Savior expressed ultimate love for us when He willingly endured all our sin and shame on the cross. He loves us that much. We don't have to work for it. In our own merit, we can't earn it. Even when we still sin, oh, how He loves us. And as you and your spouse develop a deeper understanding of and appreciation for God's love, you both will desire to mature in your love for God in return, which will then mature your love for each other. We gain spiritual maturity when we have a healthy understanding of the gospel, salvation, and the love of God. But having an unhealthy understanding of these foundational truths renders us immature. So if we want gospel-saturated marriages, we need to seek to demolish this barrier to oneness.
Family relationships. Family structures play such a significant role in how each of us grows and develops. Every family has its own unique complexities, values, and beliefs. And while family structures don't create uniformity, they do create a culture, similarities that family members tend to adopt. I've encountered only a small number of people who pay attention to the impact of family structures when they first consider a relationship. On the other hand, I've known many people who become very concerned with family structures once they've crossed into marriage. What does this tell us? The families we come from do in fact play a major role in marriage, and the structures we grew up with can be a barrier to oneness in marriage. Taking two completely different family structures and joining them together to form a new family unit doesn't make all the former challenges disappear. Rather, these challenges are often highlighted like a mustard stain on the backdrop of a clean white t-shirt. No matter how healthy your or your spouse's family is, you both bring different expectations and experiences to marriage. Alicia's and my family were polar opposites, which added another layer of complexity to our emotional brokenness. Alicia came from a codependent family rhythm. She was used to doing life in community with her family, but they had unhealthy expectations and an emotional reliance on everyone participating in functions and gatherings. Mandating togetherness.